Hi, Mr. Unkert here, tackling hot topics in education. This week we are looking at whether homework is good or bad. Before we continue, let me just disclose, I am biased, and I think homework is good. After working in schools for 10 years, I've generally seen students do well who complete homework, and students do poorly who have usually not done it. Now that's not scientific, but that's just my observations. I also must disclose I worked for two of those years in a school that didn't have homework. It was an alternative school, and the thought from the administration was that while there was some benefit, it outweighed the benefit of positive relationships with the students. That, at least, is a logical reason to ban homework. Anyways, I just wanted to make that little disclosure. Okay, let's move on. You might have seen or read in the news lately that some schools are banning homework. I believe there is a school in Massachusetts banning homework. They also have poor test scores, though, so should we follow their example? Well, there are many that think we should. They quote some study or another that says homework shows little or no benefit, or quickly glance over the fact that while there is a benefit shown in high school, there is no benefit shown in elementary school. Then they go ahead and argue to ban homework from the entire school district. But wait, there was a benefit for high school, right? Don't worry, it's not logic in these situations. Usually emotions run the show. But Mr. Unkert, what if some study shows that homework is not beneficial and another study shows that one is? Which one should we believe? Well, in that case, we have to use something called common sense. Wow, a friend of mine in high school later went on to get his PhD in microbiology, once said to me, "You can get a study to show whatever you want." What he was talking about was researcher bias. Let me let you in on a little secret. Most people are biased one way or another. Well, at least that's my bias. Okay, what about a meta-analysis of homework? Well, I'm not sure there's one been done lately, but even a meta-analysis can have flaws. If you select a bunch of studies that show a greater effect, or in the case of homework, less effect, and put them into a meta-analysis on homework completion, you will get a biased result. It is called the file drawer effect because other studies are left in the file drawer. Anyways, I looked the other day and found plenty of studies showing a positive correlation between student achievement and homework. You could also probably find some studies that show a negative effect. So what do we do? Well, I argue to use common sense. That's crazy talk, you say. No, I'm serious. We use common sense. Obviously, too much homework could have a negative effect on students' health, relationships, and feelings towards school, and too little could have a negative effect on student achievement. But how about somewhere in the middle? I know it sounds crazy not to go to some wild extreme or another, but why can't we try a modest amount of homework? Okay, so signing off, this has been Tim Unkert from IWillSolveThat.com sharing you my thoughts on the subject. Until next time, goodbye.